Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Law enforcement agencies, says the head of the Seattle FBI office, Mike Harrington.
This is the result of a long-running investigation where the FBI and our partners were able to uncover a conspiracy to steal national defense information from military installations here in the Pacific Northwest.
Canada's initial retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. will remain in place despite President Trump postponing 25% tariffs on many imports from Canada and Mexico for a month, say two senior Canadian government officials to the Associated Press. An executive order from President Trump establishes a government reserve of Bitcoin, funded initially by cryptocurrencies seized in criminal and civil cases, says the White House. This is ABC News. A new twist in the University of Idaho murder case, ABC's Kena Whitworth.
In a redacted filing, lawyers for Brian Koberger, the man accused of stabbing four college students to death, say DNA from three unidentified individuals was found under victim Madison Mogan's nails. The defense claiming that independent testing they did eliminated Koberger as one of those individuals. They say their client is innocent and argue the DNA test results were inconclusive and therefore should be excluded at trial over concerns that it would mislead the jury.
Prosecutors have linked the former PhD student to the crime, saying his DNA was found on the knife sheath underneath Mogan. The World Video Game Hall of Fame is asking the public to vote on its 2025 inductees. The Hall of Fame has revealed this year's 12 finalists include Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4, Defender, Frogger, Mattel Football, and Quake. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today's forecast calls for a high of around 40 degrees, possibly an inch or so of some light snow at times. Also for tonight, few clouds and chilly, a low of 20. Saturday breezy, becoming mild, plenty of sun and a high of 45. Mostly sunny Sunday and comfortable and a high of 51. Sunny and warm Monday and a high of 60. Currently in Richland Center, following yesterday's high of 41, we've been at 27, that was at midnight, and down from that at 25 at one point, and now back up to 27 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Friday, March 7th, as we officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus washed my sins away.
every day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was. My sins away. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
We start the day in a positive way with the Statler Brothers and Oh Happy Day. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Oak Ridge Boys. Hello, friends. Good morning. Today is Friday, March 7th, and yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail from Sextonville International. We'll get you prepared for the weekend and lots of cool things going on the weekend and details on sports as well, local sports, and also the Badgers are the big game this weekend. The Bucks play again. On Saturday, they're playing some good ball right now. We'll check sports coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's get at those chores now. Here's George Strait.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that.
Culture clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe. sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a night so long when time goes crawling by? The moon just went behind a cloud, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky.
BJ Thomas on The Light in the Milk House Show. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Friday morning, as we get set for the day in southwest Wisconsin, a reminder, a blood drive will be held today from 9 until 2 at Baraboo High School. Appointments are preferred. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app for more, or visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-733-2767. St. Mary's School and the Knights of Columbus will host a drive-through fish fry tonight at St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7. The menu will include 2 pieces of fish, potato, coleslaw, applesauce, and garlic biscuit. Cost of the meal $12, with the option to add up to 3 extra pieces of fish for $2 each. And break bread with community members at a free community meal starting at 5:30 at the Other Door in Viroqua, Vernon County's drop-in center. Those reminders from our community calendar today.
I'm going back to Sugar Cane County. It's loving time on the deck. Summer rain can't see through to my loving place, Sugar Cane County. I left the land of sugar cane when I was 16. Daddy caught me with my arms around my baby. Then he sent me away to school in New Orleans. He said I had to learn to be a lady. My baby told me in his letter he'd be waiting for me at our loving place in Sugar Cane County. Well, the only education I ever hope to get is some more of what I learned on the Swanee. So I'm going back to Sugarcane County. It's loving time on the Delta. That old Dixie moonlight can't peep through, and the summer rain can't seep through to my loving place, Sugarcane County. Well, the first thing I'm gonna do when I reach home is put my arms around my sugar daddy. Then we'll pay a little visit to the county JP and live on love in Sugarcane County. So I'm on my way down to Sugarcane County, 'cause it's loving time on the Delta. That old Dixie moonlight can't peep through, and the summer loving place in Sugarcane County. Oh, baby, that's Sugarcane County.
Maxine Brown on WRCO, Light in the Melkites. It is 27 degrees. The new forecast from Tony Schumacher calls for a 40% chance of light snow, especially in the southern fringes of our listening area. Minor accumulations under an inch possible today. Partial sunshine later in the afternoon and a high of 41 degrees.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Hi, I'm Luke Prona. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, Barneville never trailed on the way to a 48-35 win over Scholesburg in a WIAA sectional semifinal girls basketball game played at Richland Center High School last night. Their next opponent will be Aliva Strum, which knocked off Blair Taylor 64-61. Cuba City continues out in the girls tournament with a 77-46 win over Belleville. It was a win last night for Elk Mound over Wisconsin Dells, 46-42, the final score in that one. Action from around the state of Wisconsin. It was a win for West Salem over DeForest as well, that final 51-43. Number 12, Wisconsin faces the Penn State Nittany Lions after John Blackwell scored 25 in Wisconsin's 74-67 victory against the Minnesota Golden Gophers this week. The game will tip off tomorrow at noon. Last night, Michigan State was winner over Iowa, final score of 91-84. From the NBA, Chicago 125, Orlando 123. Boston beat Philadelphia 123-105. Atlanta over Indiana 124-118. Golden State 121, Brooklyn 119. Houston 109, New Orleans 97. And in overtime, the Lakers beat New York 113-109. The Brewers played last night, a game that was broadcast along the network lines. They defeated the Athletics 10-0. in exhibition baseball. Kansas City 9 and the Cubs 3. Twins 8-4 over the Yankees. Washington 12. St. Louis 1. And San Francisco beat the White Sox 7-3. That's an update on sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
The aerobic polka is coming up today, sponsored by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always viewing local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Here we go with your aerobic warm-up before you head to the gym today. A one and a two. And a, yeah. There you go. That was a good one. That was from the Good Time Dutchman and the old strip polka here on WRCO Radio. Careful. All right. We're moving on toward farm news and markets coming up at 5:30 today right here on the radio. This is John Conley.
Since the day I met you, I feel like I'm walking on air. And lately I'm convinced it's no coincidence I've run into you everywhere. And though I've heard your love is taken, I gotta believe what's in your eyes. Would I be out of line if I suggested a time and we get together one of these nights? Got my heart set on you. You're wrong impression. I'm not the kind who rushes in, but baby, every time I see you, before I even leave you, I can hardly wait to see you again. Got my heart set on you. You're everything I ever wanted. Got my heart set on you. Can't be anything but love, baby. I'm betting on it.
Patsy Cline cooking it up with an old Hank Williams song right there. We're headed toward 41 a little bit later on today, a 40% chance of light snow, especially in the southern fringes of our listening area. Minor accumulations under an inch possible today in those areas. We are up 2 from the overnight low. It's 27 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
A farmer's take on trade, treating seed with light, and more. Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A farmer from eastern South Dakota says he believes trade tariffs can be a short-term pain for a long-term gain. But Scott Vanderwall tells Brownfield,
kind of hate to see them last too long, like a year or something, but just have to hang in there and make it work.
On Thursday, President Trump paused tariffs on imports of Mexican and Canadian goods that fall under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement until April 2nd. Vanderwall says it's a little bit of deja vu, but those actions tell him progress is being made.
We've seen corn crash pretty hard, about 60 cents in the last 8 days or so.
Vanderwall's vice president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. A company has developed new technology that can treat seeds with light to unlock desirable traits. Brownfield's Larry Lee has the story.
You can use UV light to get plants to express traits.
Biolumic founder and chief science officer Jason Wargent tells Brownfield,
we see these initially staggering gains in yield, a whole new doorway for agricultural traits.
Biolumic has partnered with Grow Alliance to bring treated corn seed to market this year, and they're hoping to commercialize soybean and forage seeds soon. In Cuba City, Wisconsin. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Elanco Animal Health has partnered with Medgene to launch the first highly pathogenic avian influenza vaccine for dairy cattle. Tim Beddington tells Brownfield,
our ability to potentially eliminate that transmission also means more healthy dairy animals. The impact to the animals is the biggest thing is reduced milk production, profitability and value for the dairy producer themselves. And so making sure we can have as many healthy animals as possible is key.
He says the goal is to limit the spread of the disease.
The speed at which we've been able to move with Medgene, I think, has been pretty impressive to try and do something. So we look forward to being able to solve that in the future and hope we get approval as soon as possible.
Beddington says the vaccine is currently in the review process for conditional license approval, but a specific date for availability has not been confirmed. The deputy director of the Illinois Department of Agriculture says the Trump administration's federal funding freeze has halted the Illinois Eats program. Christy Jones tells Brownfield it was part of the USDA-funded local food purchase assistance program.
883 community sites received the food from 176 farmers.
Chad Wallace, a participating specialty grower, says many farmers are now left in limbo.
A lot of these farms have upped their production because they felt they had a guarantee. It's easily a couple $100,000 that these folks were looking to still get through June.
Jones says the move takes away resources from those in the greatest need at a time when food insecurity is rising. And export sales for a few key commodities saw improvements over the past week. The USDA says corn, wheat, pork, soybean products, and cotton sales all saw week-to-week increases. Mexico topped the list for pork and wheat, and Japan led the way for corn. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Some light direct cash cattle business was reported Thursday, and cash hogs were steady to higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Direct cash cattle business yesterday was pretty light, mostly at 196 to 197 on the live basis in the south. That's steady to a dollar lower than a week ago. There was also some dress business reported at 310 in the north, but not enough to establish a trend. Trade overall this week has been light, mostly at 195 to 197 live, steady to two lower than last week, with a handful of sales at 310 to 314 dressed in Iowa and Nebraska. Looks like the rest of the week's direct activity is going to wait until today. At the Apache Livestock Auction feeder cattle sale in Oklahoma, feeder steers were steady to 5 lower, with feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds 10 higher, and feeder heifers weighing more than 700 pounds were 5 to 10 lower. Steer calves are up 10, while heifer calves weighing less than 500 pounds are 15 to 20 higher, and heifer calves weighing more than 500 pounds are 4 to 10 lower. USDA says demand was good for a good to attractive quality offering, with receipts below last week and last year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 550 to 650 pounds range from 314 to 345. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds reported at 257.50 to 309.50. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate movement. Choice was down 42 cents at 313.12. Select beef was up 98 cents at 303.51. The estimated cattle slaughter of 122,000 head was up 4,000 in the week, but down modestly on the year. Cash hogs were steady to higher with light to moderate negotiated numbers for the major direct markets, as it looks like those buyers at the major direct markets still needed a few near-term numbers to finish out the week. Even with a pause on tariffs against Mexico and now Canada, overall export demand is a question mark because of those trade issues. National direct barrels and gilts are 49 cents higher with a base price range of 82 to 93 for a weighted average of 90.77. Iowa Southern Minnesota was up $1.02, and the Western Corn Belt was 114 higher with both averaging 91.31. Pork closed a penny higher at 96.49. Picnics, ribs, and hams are modestly to sharply higher, while loins, butts, and bellies are modestly to sharply lower. The estimated hog slaughter of 485,000 head was down 4,000 on the week, but up more than 13,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. You can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up on another round of oversold signals and the temporary pause in U.S. tariffs against Mexico. May beans were up 15 and a half at 1027 and a quarter. July was 14 and a half higher at 1039 and a half. May corn was up 8 and a quarter at 464. July was 7 and a half higher at 470 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were lower, waiting for the rest of the week's direct business. April live was down 27 at 196.27. June was 7 lower at 192.62. April feeders were down $1.65 at 274.42. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and the solid weekly export sales. April was up 195 at 86.65. May was 220 higher at 89.67. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Agriculture has a stake in the future of the monarch butterfly today on Farm to Fork. Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Now's your chance to engage in the discussion on the ways agriculture can coexist with the monarch butterfly. March 12th is the end of the public comment period for a Fish and Wildlife Service plan to list monarchs as a threatened species. Bridget Rollins, an attorney with the National Agricultural Law Center, discussed this in a recent webinar.
So a species can be listed under the ESA as either threatened or endangered. An endangered species is any species that is in danger of extinction throughout all or a portion of its range. And a threatened species is a species that is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future.
Rollins says the Fish and Wildlife Service has a game plan for the monarch to avoid becoming an endangered species.
They would like to see a significant increase in availability of milkweed and nectar plants in monarch breeding and migratory areas. That kind of ties back in with that whole habitat loss thing. They think that they would need to protect and enhance overwintering habitats. They would want to avoid and minimize impacts to monarchs and their habitats from insecticides and herbicides. And they are looking to maintain public support for conservation of the monarch butterfly.
Instructions for filing a public comment are available on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The U.S. Dairy Export Council's trade expert says trade reciprocity is important and the U.S. needs to address problems with the European Union. Jaime Castaneda tells Brownfield.
It is clear that, for instance, we need to reset our trade imbalance with Europe. It can be that actually we import $3 billion on dairy products from Europe, and they buy $167 million from us.
He says the dairy trade deficit with Europe isn't about fancy foods and cheeses. It's about many different dairy products, and that's why the U.S. Dairy Export Council will be submitting recommendations for reciprocal tariffs to the U.S. Trade Representative's office.
USDR and the Department of Commerce will be actually working on, and I think we're going to have many targets, but the number one target is certainly going to be Europe.
Castaneda says his organization looks forward to working with new USTR Jameson Gear, who he says understands their issues. And he says Gear will need help, including a good chief agricultural negotiator. Meanwhile, President Trump says he'll pause tariffs on imports of Mexican goods that fall under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Trump says the agreement with Mexico is good until April 2nd, when reciprocal tariffs are expected to go into effect. Gas dairy prices closed mostly mixed in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Thursday with a very active butter market. Dry whey was unchanged at 49 cents, blocks up 1.25 cents, with $1.26¾. Barrels down a nickel at $1.65½. Butter up 1¾ cents at $2.30 with 27 trades on Thursday. And non-fat dry milk was down 1¼ cents at $1.16¾. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Sam Majeski from Balsam Lake High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Sam is a three-sport athlete who enjoys bonding with friends and teammates. He's been the FFA president for the last 3 years, and it's helped his confidence and speaking in front of others.
It's something that puts you out of your comfort zone, but, you know, it helps a lot with that. It's something that people need to learn before, you know, they enter into the adult world, and I think that's something that's super awesome that they've value and teach through FFA.
That improvement has allowed him to get involved in the school play, and he got the lead role this spring.
They've helped me really get out of my comfort zone and being able to perform in front of other people. You know, you're able to build social connections with people.
Sam has served as a mentor and a coach for youth in his community, and hard work on his family's farm has helped him build character. After high school, he plans to go to college and major in business.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 41. Minor accumulations of snow possible in parts of our listening area today. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 21. Warmer with lots of sunshine Saturday and 47. We keep reading. It gets warmer, mostly sunny Sunday and 54. And 62 Monday with lots of sunshine. I like the sounds of that. Right now, 27. We're up 2 from the overnight low.
Saved, it's worth it all, but the aisles were always filled at altar call.
Daddy was an old-time preacher man. He preached the word of God throughout the land. He preached so plain a child could understand. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. Daddy worked for God but asked no pay.
We never had a lot, but we got by.
I guess it's cause the Lord was on my daddy's side. Yes, Daddy was an old-time preacher man. In the sweet by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
We shall meet on the
Wagner and Dolly Parton on WRCL, and Daddy Was an Old-Time Preacher Man. Tony Schumacher checks in with weather in just a little bit as we make weekend plans. Maybe heading to Memphis. Here's Daryl Dye.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, then you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. To say she would come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. Yeah, that's how I got to Memphis. But I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, that's how I got to Memphis. To Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
Daryl Dodd on WRCO. That's how I got to Memphis here on WRCO Radio, the home of high school sports. Well, more exciting basketball on the radio tonight. Boys basketball takes center stage later tonight in the regional tournament.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Napa Know How!
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know How!
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Keston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a night of rock and roll magic. This Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m., Tony Rocker brings the spirit of Elvis Presley to the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Experience the energy, the moves, and the legendary voice of one of the best Elvis tribute artists around. Don't miss this unforgettable night. Mark your calendar, bring your friends, and let's rock the night away. For more details, check out the event page on Facebook. Tony Rocker, live this Saturday at the Phoenix Center.
We're caught in a trap.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a large area of light snow sweeping east across Iowa could graze our area this morning to the early afternoon with just a bit of snow. The best chance of a half inch or so would be down into portions of Grant and southern Iowa counties, but even a dusting possible around Richland Center. Otherwise, mild enough this afternoon, it should melt that off. We are expecting warmer weather to build in from tomorrow through early next week. The warmest conditions coming in right around Sunday and Monday, so get out there and enjoy, feeling very spring-like. Should have quite a bit of sunshine with that as well. A cold front will slide through the area Tuesday, knocking our temperatures back a touch for midweek, but staying dry. And then late in the week, looks like a powerful storm will come in from the southwest. Should bring us a pretty good chance of rain by next Friday and Saturday. Here's our forecast for today. Overcast with a 40% chance of light snow, especially in the southern part of the area. There could be a dusting to under an inch of accumulation in some of those spots. Partial sunshine later this afternoon. High 41 with variable winds at 3 to 10. Mostly clear tonight, low near 21. Tomorrow should be warmer with plenty of sunshine. High 47. South wind turning westerly 7 to 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer. Low in the mid-20s, high 54. Monday unusually warm with lots of sunshine. Low 29, high 62. Tuesday partly cloudy and somewhat cooler. Low 37, high 53. Wednesday partly sunny, low of 30, high 49. And Thursday partly sunny, low 31 with highs in the mid-50s. Have yourself a great day out there. Again, expecting a chance of light snow this morning to early afternoon, high 41. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 27 degrees at WRCO. Yesterday it was 41 for a high. Record high, 80 in the year 2000. Also the record low, 9 degrees below zero in 1959. Last year's high was 57 and the low, 36. Sunset will occur at 5:58 this evening. Sunrise time this morning right around 6:27. We have just a slight breeze from the southwest. Also, the barometer currently is at 29.99. No precipitation today. After a low of 25, it is 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. 6 o'clock news from ABC is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Whitaker.